guys, and welcome to episode 3 of our little podcast series. I'm here with Jevin Pratt, right? Said that right?
Yep, Jevin Pratt.
All right, so he got volunteered by Sean. Congratulations. So after the podcast, he could volunteer someone else. But we'll talk about that afterwards. For now, let's just start with, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from a small town about 30 minutes northeast of here called Cary. I've been wrestling since I was about 3 years old. I'm a business management major here at Ohio North.
Businessman.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. I'm sure there's loads to unpack, but we'll start with that. Yeah. So, business. A lot of people don't realize this, but I was originally an accounting major going into freshman year. So it only took me one semester to realize that numbers are not for me, but I'm actually like interested in starting my own business. So what is it that brought you into wanting to start your own business, I'm sure?
Funny you say that. I actually already did.
Okay, you already started your own business. Started. All right, cool. Yeah. See, there's loads of unpack right there.
Yeah, in Findlay. My parents actually own a salon.
Okay.
Two hair salons, one in Findlay and one in my hometown in Cary. And I started a shoe store out of the garage. In
a shoe store. That's what's up. You selling sneaks?
Yep.
What are those called? Sneakerheads?
Sneakerheads.
I had a couple of friends who would like wait till like 12 o'clock on like Wednesday on some sketchy site just to get the 30-second head start on the newest drop of Yeezys. Mm-hmm. That's a wild life. What made you? I should see right there. He's got the nice sneaks on. So. What is it about it that draws you to it? Because there's loads of things you could do with your time. You could just buy shoes and never sell them. Why?
I don't know. I look at it as making money. You know, it's a business. So I also have my own collection too, and there's a lot of pairs that like it's hard to like separate with.
But those ones that hold sentimental value, like certain color, like for some reason, certain like memory sticks to it. I get it.
Right.
I used to have a couple of sneakers. I started to get into like the little sneakerhead thing. I had a. The best shoe I ever got was a Jeremy Scott winged Adidas, and all they were was like
I know what I'm talking about.
Those were my favorite shoes. I still have them to this day in my closet right now.
Wow, that's cool.
They're like they were my favorite shoes, but like I got to a little bit. What's your favorite pair?
That's tough.
Ooh,
I probably have to go with the Jordan ones.
The Jordan ones, the OGs.
Yeah,
wow, that's
my dad
a classic.
Actually just got a pair. He's also a
did he buy them from you?
No. Yeah. He got them from my store, though. Somebody brought them in.
Oh, that's awesome.
We do, like, a consignment type thing. So.
Oh, that's even smarter. Yeah. That's where the money's at.
Yeah, so I'm not...
Low risk,
no
high...
No overhead cost. It's just, yeah.
That's awesome, bro. So is this all online?
Online. I'm on Instagram.
What's it called?
Pratt's Kickstand.
Pratt's Kickstand. If you guys hear that, if you want some shoes, hit up my man Pratt.
But, yeah, guys just contact me through Instagram, and they...
Mm-hmm.
Come up with a price, and then I collect 20% of what do they sell for, and then they get 80. So
awesome. So do you reach out to anyone, or is there like a certain kind of shoe that you specialize in, like high top, retros, like Jordans?
Really just anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever comes your way.
If I don't like it, I'll just tell them that I won't accept it. Like,
yeah, I mean, sure.
If I don't think it'll sell, is what I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of shoes you've had to sell. You're like, I don't know if these are going to sell, but someone likes them.
Yeah, right.
There's always that ugly brown. I had a roommate who was 100% a sneakerhead to this day. His name's JR. And he's the one I would spend like whole paychecks on just shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Work ridiculous hours, overtime and everything just for a pair of shoes. And he would buy, like, in my opinion, the ugliest Jordans, the ugliest, like, even wrestling shoes. He had the horrible, like, in my opinion, the worst taste in shoes. And, like, he'd be like, no, these are worth $300. I just copped these for $400. I'm about to flip them for $450.
Yeah.
And he's, like, just talk about these shoes like it's an actual business. So I respect anyone who does that because it's a fun little hobby and it's a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so is there anything else you want to do? Or are you just, like, after this, after college, you're just going to run a shoe store?
Honestly, I'm not really sure what else.
Ooh,
I'm not really
sure what you tossing up? I heard rumors of what you might want to do.
Act?
Yeah.
You heard it?
I heard about that.
Yeah. I actually have like a little contract with a company out in Los Angeles, a Power Entertainment Group.
Okay.
And I've auditioned for, I want to say, like 10 to 12 different movies and Netflix series.
Bro, that's like 10 to 12 more to me.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's just like self-tapes. I've actually recorded some in the dorms.
Does it look like it's in a dorm?
Help me. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
I started my freshman year here.
Your freshman year? So this has just been a college thing? You hope it carries on?
I hope so, man. It'd be sweet, but, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, the ultimate goal is to get a job through my degree, but I was just kind of doing this, I don't know, as a backup, not really, but just for fun, to see if I could break out.
I feel it. Fashion. Do you consider yourself a fashionable person?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, for sure.
Yeah.
I heard that you wanted to go in modeling. Are you going to? Is that something you're pursuing?
Yeah, I've done some stuff here and there.
I had a friend who was doing modeling. He was getting paid a lot of money just to like take 10 pictures. It was actually ridiculous.
Yeah, I've walked like a couple of runways for like Macy's, Forever 21. I was going to do, but it got rained out. It was outside. I got rained out, so that's unfortunate.
Dang.
But I mean, I've done a couple of shoots here and there, and I have one coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
And they pay you for that? Is it good money?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's.
I know. I've been looking and like hiring like graphic artists and voiceovers and all stuff, just like throughout my job. Now, I'm curious, and like just about everything to do with people and using their image is dumb expensive. A model, you know, you're paying $100 an hour. You know, you're doing 2.5 cents per word to have someone with a nice voice talk to you.
I know, that's crazy.
2.5 cents per word. If you want them to say a sentence, it's like $1.
Like Morgan Freeman. I wonder how much it is to get him to say something.
Oh my gosh. His is at least 10 cents a word.
Has to be.
But I think it's crazy how with a business degree and the avenues that you're pursuing, you could do so much. Do you know what Fiverr is?
What?
Fiverr is?
Huh.
So it's like kind of like a freelance artist kind of thing. And you can set your own prices and people will come to you as just a average Joe. And I don't know, pay for your whatever your advertising. So your voiceovers, your modeling, your camera work, you can do your acting things, all kinds of stuff. They do a lot of artist stuff, artwork, paint work, pretty much anything you can think that's creative. Fiverr has like a section for it.
That's cool. Yeah,
so considering all the things you told me so far and just our conversation, I think it'll be a good look.
Yeah.
I feel it. So I'm kind of lost though where your future goals are going. Like, is it just all up in the air? Are you trying to figure out as it comes?
It's kind of all up in the air. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about that. Like, I had no clue for the longest day. And to this day, I don't even know if it's, I have the right decision, you know? Right. You're always guessing that. So that feeling never really goes away, in my opinion. I just feel like the more you trudge along, the more you just trust yourself to make the right decision as you get it.
Yeah.
So, like, don't fret that you don't really know what you're doing. It'll come in time.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. I'm home before.
All right. So, what about school? How is our coworker coming in? We're actually recording in my little office cubicle space, so she handed us muffins, so it's all good. So about school, how are your classes going?
My classes are going great right now, actually. Some people might not know, I was undecided for my first year here as a freshman and my first semester as a sophomore, so I had a lot of catching up to do, which I'm finally caught up. Biggest thing that I'm working on right now is the capstone project.
Right.
For the business college, but.
So you were a little bit behind. How long were you undecided for?
3 semesters.
So 3 semesters?
Yeah.
So a year and a half, and then that's when you decided you want to be a business major. And then that's like the most universal major there is. So
yeah, right.
You just kind of.
So I found management and just went with that.
Mm-hmm. Because you could take that really in any corporation, right, any business needs a manager. I feel it. So that's something I would like to touch on, because like I used to be a tour guide, and one of the biggest things I would see happen was I see a lot of freshmen coming in undecided, or they don't really know what they want, but like their parents were nurses, or you know, their parents were a lawyer, whatever their parents were, they would try to be. So you know, I'd see kids going 2 years in a nursing direction, I'd see kids going 2 or 3 years in a like lawyer like direction, that kind of thing, and it ended up being wasting 2 years, 3 years of classes, and then they have to restart when they decided, like, you know what, I'm not my mom, I'm not my dad, I have to find out what I want for me. So even though you were behind, it's still a better route than like trying to like force yourself to be something you're not and having to restart from scratch. So like it's totally fine. It took you an extra half year because most people have a year of pre-creds before they actually burn anything, right?
Right.
So you only had to make up really half a year, a semester. Mm-hmm. And then now that you're caught up, you're in a better position for it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I definitely agree with that decision to wait and just kind of like knowing what direction you want to do, right. Like look into it a little bit more. Don't feel rushed.
Instead of going down like the wrong path.
Yes, exactly.
Having to backtrack, yeah.
Don't go down a wrong rabbit hole, man. That's a dangerous trip. So now that you're kind of back on track, do you know where you're going after this, after you're graduated, what you're going to do with this degree?
I want to try and get into marathon.
Okay.
I have a lot of connections there through my parents, and I don't know, it's close to my hometown. I don't know if I really want to end up around here, but mm-hmm. maybe it's a start.
Stay around local and then try to move. Mm-hmm. How far are you thinking you want to move? How far is too far?
Honestly, I'd like to end up in Los Angeles, but...
So, across the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely would. But bigger city, more realistic. I'm thinking like Columbus or...
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to end up in Atlanta, too.
It's a great city. You want a busy city, lots to do. You don't think you're ever going to come back here?
I wouldn't say that. I got family here, but...
Yeah, but besides family, you're just going to be gone. You want to see the big city life.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because I know a lot of people are going to be like, a lot of especially older people are going to be like, I had the same thought. And like going out and visiting new cities, awesome. And then everything's new, exciting. But eventually you just get tired of like the struggle mm-hmm. of restarting. Now I'm like, want to go back home and visit friends and family and stuff. Like I visited my big city.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at in my life. If you're wondering where your coach is at. I guess we really didn't talk about wrestling at all. Like our favorite sport ever.
Oh yeah.
So there's a limited thing we can talk about. I didn't tell you before the podcast, but with NCAA being out of season, we can't talk about anything for your wrestling now. I can't help you with any of your moves. We can't break down your technique, anything like that. But we could talk about the good old days, you know, past tense. So let's talk about like, for one, when did you start?
I started when I was 3 years old.
3 years old?
3 years old.
That's the youngest one so far.
Yeah.
That is young.
My dad was a wrestling coach.
Oh, see, there it is.
Yeah, so.
You got to visit every practice, mm-hmm. and he just had you on the mat shooting.
Started off as a manager for the high school team.
Mm-hmm. It was all the way up from there.
From there, yep.
Man. So every day of practice, he was in the corner just trying to be like the guys he saw.
Yep.
That's a heck of a motivator right there. So from 3 years old, did you get any wrestling camps, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Occasionally I'd go like to summer camps. And in high school, it honestly kind of slowed down, the whole summer camp thing. But, you know, I got to see like Tom Ryan. I got to go to a camp with Travell Delagna
mm-hmm.
From Ohio State. He's a coach now.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
J.D. Bergman.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to this camp in Tiffin, Ohio. Called Matt Sharks, that really got me started big time.
Matt Sharks
is what it was called.
Did they have a cool shark singlet?
Yeah.
Did you rock it?
I would say it was cool, but
was it lame even back then?
Yeah, kind of. I don't think it's a thing anymore. So
now, was your dad a big influencer in your wrestling?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's always been like my role model growing up, and
mm-hmm.
He still is the coach. Everyone thought he was going to stop whenever I was done. But, both my older brothers wrestled as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Now, explain your dad's involvement as like a coach and as a father. Like his involvement in your wrestling. Because I know it would be really easy for a wrestling, especially a high school coach, just to like micromanage everything. So like, how was he able to like hold that line with you that gave you so much respect for him?
I think because he showed the respect back to me, and mm-hmm. he didn't make it look like I was successful just because of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like
you earned it.
I worked for that, yeah, and I earned for that, and I think that was a major reason. Yeah.
You hear that, Dad? Shout out to the
Ryan.
Ryan. Coach Ryan.
Coach Pratt. Yeah.
Coach Pratt.
Yeah.
So, tell me your thoughts on Ohio Northern. So, one, why did you pick this school?
Honestly, this was like my one and only option, and it was close to,
mm-hmm.
and I knew Kyle. I watched him wrestle in high school as well,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that the program had been successful in the recent years, so
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to try it out.
You wanted to try out, see if it was for you?
Honestly, at first, I only came here to wrestle.
You only came here to wrestle? You're like, I'm a wrestler.
I was undecided, so I didn't know what I wanted to do. So.
Oh, that does make sense. The wrestling is what broke it for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, since being on a team, how have you grown to love the team?
I love this team. I mean, the friendships I've made, I mean, will last forever, you know, and everyone in my class, especially, I don't know, we've just formed a bond that's pretty strong, and I think that's why I've stuck around. It's mainly because of that.
Because your friends?
Yeah, and then obviously Coach Beachler and Quiet, and now you.
I'm trying my best, man.
Hopefully we get a memorable senior year for me.
Right, I'm doing my best.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm not messing up too bad yet, am I?
No.
Right. I mean, we started a podcast. Everyone seems like they're having fun doing it.
Yeah, I like this idea a lot. Yeah.
All right. So, if you had to explain what makes our bond different from any other team bond that you've been with?
I just feel like we're closer. Mm-hmm. We focus on each other and pushing each other rather than just the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us closer as like a family. I feel like a lot of different teams, they have that like one or two guys that they just focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you know, yeah, we have our studs that are going to make the Nationals and stuff like that, but we don't just focus on them. We focus on everyone.
Everyone gets a fair shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do respect that. Coach Beachler, he has been a big proponent. Like, even with this whole COVID thing, he's trying everything he can to, like, avoid wrestle-offs because he wants that team camaraderie. Right. He wants everything to be settled at the tournaments. He's like, even though we may only get, like, four competitions this year, we're going to have it decided at competitions if we can.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out everything he can to, like, keep the team from turning on each other as an individual sport. It's really easy to do that.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. In high school, I witnessed some friendships, like, destruct because...
Just
because
you're in the same weight class.
I haven't wrestled off, yeah.
Yep. Just because you guys weigh the same amount, now you can't be friends. I've seen it.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to talk to you. You might get my secrets, my mindset.
Yep.
Like, I can't drill with you, that's for sure. You might learn my secrets then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely respect him for, like, kind of sidestepping that whole rivalry. Like, I've never been on a team where that wasn't an issue, where you just can't be friends with a guy in your weight class because either he's salty you beat him, you're salty he beat you. For whatever reason, you can't talk.
Right.
He's your mortal enemy until he moves up.
Exactly. Which, sometimes when you have a lot of kids in your weight class, it is very unfortunate that you guys have to meet at, like, a tournament here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that happens.
But then it's like, there is no stake in it. Like, it's not looming over your head because it's like, what if we roll one out of six chance kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
So I feel like there's less butting heads. Even now I see it. And we haven't even started, like, the season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're a lot closer, especially than we were, like, my freshman year. I think we've moved and shifted into a closer family since I came here.
Awesome. What's your favorite thing at the cafeteria?
Man, I haven't eaten there in a while, but my main thing that I probably go for is, like, the chicken, but kind of is hit or miss.
The hit or miss?
Yeah, the chicken breast, but...
I feel it.
Yeah. Other than that...
So you don't go to the cafe anymore? You eat at home?
No.
Are you a chef?
Am I a chef? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can be, I guess.
You can be.
I want to be. Yeah. I'm living off campus now, so buying my own groceries.
Oh, man. Is it your first time?
Yeah. Well, I lived in the apartments last year on campus, but I didn't have the swipes to get into the cafeteria, so I still had to.
So it was like your baby step into being your own apartment.
Yeah.
So now you're just on your own? Are you with some teammates?
I'm with some teammates, yeah.
So you guys share a house, share the bills?
Yeah, I'm with Scott and Cash and then Brody.
All right, so four wrestlers under one roof.
Yep.
How's that going?
A lot better than expected.
Really? Is it dirty?
No, not really, actually.
You guys are clean?
We actually keep it clean, yeah.
That's surprisingly. Honestly, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, we actually do. I honestly didn't expect it, but... Yeah.
Especially because you guys are all bigger dudes, so I just figured it'd be like the football frat house looking kind of thing.
Yeah, not like that, no. But Scott being married, you know, he's like the dad of the house. So
oh, true.
Telling us what to do.
I
wouldn't say he's telling us what to do. We all kind of have our fair share of responsibilities, I guess.
Do you guys split up your chores? Like, this week you do laundry, or is it like everyone handles their own?
Yeah, we just kind of handle our own thing. Groceries as well. We just all, like, buy our own stuff.
I respect it, because sometimes people, like, split up differently, where, like, they'll try to do a schedule, and that, like, never works, because as soon as one person forgets, everyone's mad.
Yeah, Yeah, we're not like that in our house.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest problem you guys have in your house?
Oh man, honestly, the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi's trash.
The Wi-Fi's trash. Is it like a $30 router for four people?
No, it's actually super nice. We got the like best one, but like it just isn't working out for us.
So. Maybe you guys need to up your internet package.
Yeah, I think we do.
Because you probably have like 100 megabytes for four people.
We all have our like gaming systems. Yeah. We all have our laptops, you know, our phones.
Yeah, we're streaming five things at once. Yeah. Like, why is the internet broken?
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah. See, my password, my internet, it's called No Internet. That's what I like named it. This is what back when I had when I used to live in the dorms. But I called my internet No Internet, and then the password was Give Me a Dollar. So I, like, every time someone comes over, like, you guys got internet? And I didn't want to lie, but I'd be like, no internet. And then hopefully they wouldn't jump on. If they, like, continue to press on, and I'd be like, all right, give me a dollar when I ask for the password. And either I got a dollar or, like, there's just, they laughed it off either way. I told
That's
them.
That's funny. That's great.
But it was, like, a whole plot just to That's not give genius. Out my Wi-Fi. Because it was that bad. It was $30 Wi-Fi from Walmart.
Yeah. You wanted it all to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Here's another good question for you. So, Sean had a really good example. I'll give you his. I asked him, what is one thing that you would need in college that, like, a lot of people don't talk about? My example was a full-size trash can. Don't get the, like, the small ones, because you'll fill them up way too often. Sean's was, what'd he say? Get a water filter, because you don't want to get water bottles every other week. So he said get a water filter. Right? I see your face.
I don't even know what I can think.
You can't, do you have any little pro tips for incoming freshmen of what they could get to save their lives?
Honestly, try and be easy on the ramen.
The ramen?
Yeah. Yeah. I eat it a lot, but just don't eat it too much so mm-hmm. you get sick of it, because that's like your cheapest meal.
You're right. It is your cheapest meal.
It's like, I don't know, 28 cents or something.
Yeah, 20 cents. And that's like a whole, like if you put enough water in it, that's a full bowl. Yeah. You're full.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. So don't get sick on it. Save it for your full years.
Mm-hmm. I'm with it. Save it when you need the money.
Exactly.
When you're in an apartment.
And you can spice up ramen pretty good. I got some pretty good ramen recipes.
Hey, throw some like egg in there.
Oh, dude, that's my go-to. Yeah, like, I'll throw a raw egg in it and cook it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or I put a little bit of soy sauce and hot sauce in mine.
I always did like yum yum sauce.
Yum yum sauce is good. They call it yum yum for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yum yum sauce is good. But do you make yours in the microwave or the stovetop?
I make it in the microwave now.
Oh.
It's a lot quicker, but I have this like little bowl. You can actually get it on Amazon. I guess this would be a life hack.
Okay, a second one. Oh, part two.
You buy it on Amazon and it like the square for your ramen just mm-hmm. fits perfectly in there. You fill the water up to the line.
Oh, so you don't have to crush
Instead
up your
of, like,
ramen?
Crushing it up and putting it in a bowl.
Oh, that'd make me so happy, because like one of my little joys of eating ramen is seeing like the long noodles up in here, and I like suck it up. I don't know, I'm weird, but I like my noodles long.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, so I think you can get them on Amazon.
And it's probably, what, like $2 or $3?
Oh, yeah, it's not.
Bang, there you go, kids. Get a square bowl for your ramen and ramen. Keep it easy on a ramen, because you're going to have to make it last 4 years.
Yeah.
Speaking of Amazon, though, did you know that you can do, like, the student package, which gives you Amazon Prime free for, like, a year?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fun fact.
It's also a little hack, yeah.
Yeah, a little hack. And another one, if you guys want Hulu and Spotify, they also do a student one. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I did know that.
It costs, like, $7.99 to do Spotify by itself. Mm-hmm. But if you do Spotify and Hulu together as a student, it's $4.99.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, dude, it's a dope deal.
It's an awesome package.
Get all these pro tips out.
Uh-huh.
You guys got a notebook?
Yeah, start chatting for sure.
But, I mean, I think that's, like, a lot of pro tips for the day. I'm going to think a lot more for the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much ends the podcast. Did you have anything you wanted to say? Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Just hope we have a great season.
All right, can you end it with polar bears on the hunt?
Polar bears on the hunt.
Right on. So at the end of the podcast, Jevin was nice enough to volunteer for us, Chase Sumner. So he doesn't know it yet. He's actually in practice right now. I'm going to let him know that he's our next volunteer wrestler for this podcast. I'm excited to have him. I know he's going to have a lot of good stuff to tell us. So tune in next week.